Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and I'm on a little road trip, so I just figured I would go ahead and record an episode because I had something on my mind, and a little bit of it is personal to me as well. But, you know, I was just thinking about relationships and coming out of a heartbreak and having the courage to love again. And I was just thinking about a lot of things that happens to the person who goes through the heartbreak. And how the person who's doing all the damage, they project all of these things onto the person. And it's really hard for that person to get those things out of their mind, you know. And what made me think of it is I was watching this video, and the person was like, it was a very sweet video, and the video was about choosing each other. The person was like, you know, I will choose you over and over and over again. You know, I choose you. And I thought how beautiful that was, because that is what most of us want. We want the kind of relationship where every, you know, you choose each other. No matter what happens, no matter how angry you get at each other, you keep choosing each other over and over and over. That's what love is. That's how it's supposed to be. Love is not getting angry at each other and running out and cheating and going with other people or all of these things, leaving, ghosting, all of this stuff. It's about just choosing each other over and over and over. No matter what happens, you know that you're in it together. No matter what, it's going to get tough sometimes, and that's okay because nothing's perfect. And so I got to thinking about how for that person who is hurt, you know, there are situations where I've talked to people and, you know, the guy, and this can be either way, but I'm going to come from that perspective. I always tell you guys that, but it can go either way. But, you know, when someone tells you that you're too jealous, but they're the reason that you feel that way, they've given you a reason to feel that way. That's why I think people really need to understand the damage that they're doing to other people. Like, it's really not a joke. And I know in their mind, they're thinking like, I don't know if they just don't really comprehend the damage that they're doing. I think a lot of people do, and they just don't care if they do it anyway. But they don't understand the long-lasting damage that you do to someone. And a person really has to pull themselves out of those dark places that you've taken them to. You've made them feel insecure about themselves. You've made them feel bad about themselves and like they're not good enough. And you've made them question their worth at every turn. But at the same time, you knew what kind of person they were. You knew they were a good person. You knew that they were the best thing that ever happened to you. But because you knew this and they were so good, it's almost like you wanted to make them feel bad about themselves. And I'll never understand that. You know, you want to break someone down. But see, that's because the person's not secure within themselves. They're the ones that are fighting all of these demons that are inside them. They're fighting with themselves because they truthfully don't love themselves, and they're projecting everything onto you. But I want to talk about the person who gets hurt and that damage that's there. Because when I was thinking about it, it's so true. When you tell someone and you say certain things in a relationship, like, oh, you're just so jealous, I can't do anything, I can't. But this is the thing, you give the person, you show them constantly that you're not consistent, you're not reliable, that you can't be trusted, that you are cheating, that you have lied, all of these things. And so then you come back with, you're too jealous, and you're trying to be too controlling, and you're trying to control my life. I really think that, I mean, it's really sad. I'm really not even sure how to put it into words, the damage that a person can do. And it takes someone a long time to be willing to love again and trust again. Because I'll be honest with you, sometimes your walls can be so high, you just can't even see over them anymore. You do that to protect yourself. You build this wall around yourself to keep people out, because you just don't, you can't. I mean, I've even done it in my own life, because when you love people and you have been betrayed by people that you consider friends, whether it was a partnership, whatever it is, once you've been hurt, you just start learning to protect yourself more, you know, and you don't let people in quite as easily as you used to. And the thing about that is then it's hard to let that wall down and to love someone again, because you don't want to take everything out on someone new who's coming into your life. And that's how hard it is. See, that's why I say the damage is so long lasting, because not only do these people hurt you in that moment and in that relationship when you're with them, but then they have the potential to damage your new relationship or your ability to love again. And I think that's the most important thing to talk about, because you cannot let someone ever take away your ability and your capacity and your willingness to love, because love is so important. It is one, if not the most important thing. It's everything, really. You know, we have to love each other. We have to, because without love, there's nothing. And so you don't ever want to give someone that kind of power, because truthfully, that's actually what some people want. They want you to be so just upset and desolate and just discouraged and to the point where you just can't love anyone else, because see, then they feel like you're always going to want them and they always have a chance with you because they've just broken you down. And I get it. You know, people say, oh, don't let anybody break you down. Don't ever let anybody break you down. But you know, the truth of the matter is that when you love someone, you actually can't help it, because you know what? You're so open. You've opened your heart, and only people who've really loved will understand what I'm saying. People say, don't ever give yourself away to someone like that. But truthfully, you can't help it. You really can't. It's you, and those moments, and when you fall in love with someone, you literally don't care. You love the person so much, and you are trusting, you know, because you don't know the person. And I know getting to know, that's a part of it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you have to kind of take your time. But what I'm saying is, you can be with someone for however long, and once you get to know them, it's just love. However you want to slice it, it's love. And when you love someone, that is very freeing. That does open you up to just, you're so free with your love and you can't help it. But then that's the other side of it, is that people have the ability to break you and to hurt you so much because of that love. That's the thing. But I've said many times that I feel like for people like that, that is the worst thing that you can ever do, is to hurt someone who truthfully, truthfully loves you. And I don't think people understand that enough either, because you have someone who truly loves you and only wants the best for you. And that is rare. People think that I can just go replace. And I know you guys hear this all the time, but it's so true. And people don't understand it, because you can go replace a body. You can replace a person. I'm not trying to say that you can't. But what you cannot replace is someone's heart. You can't. You can't replace the love that they have for you. And I will tell you something. That's why a lot of times people do spin the block. People do come back, because they go out there and they search and they deal with all these other people. And then they understand, once they're in the relationships with these people, this is not that person. They don't give me what this person did. Because it's a feeling. It's an energy when you're with this person. It's not just about the physical and all of that, but even that's amazing. That's different. All of it's different. See, that's what people have to understand. There's something about this person. I mean, honestly, it's different. You know, so yeah, people say, oh, well, I could just go get it. I'm just going to go replace, and I'm just going to go. And I will tell you something. That's also why a lot of people, they jump from relationship to relationship to relationship, because I'm going to be honest with you. I was thinking this the other day. It hurts. Breakups hurt. And a lot of people try to pretend like they don't care. And I have to say, you know, just in my experience, but I'm sure it's both sides, men tend to pretend like they don't care a lot more than women. But what I've found is they actually do care. They care a lot. They're just going to pretend and say that they don't care. And they're going to try to move on and go date all these other people. But it's not going to fill you up. That is a way to not have to sit in the pain. I know we've talked about that as well before, but it truthfully is, because it hurts like a, you know, it's not easy to sit there and deal with these feelings, to cry, to be upset, just to be hurt. A broken heart is something serious. Like, it's not a joke. And I'm going to tell you, you got to be a strong person to get through it. And I mean, for people who really love somebody. I'm not talking about if you just had a situationship, or you were just, y'all were friends with benefits, or y'all were whatever. I'm talking about real, truthful love. Because when you love someone and they break your heart, that is on another level. It takes a lot of healing to get over it, because it's someone who in your mind, you almost feel like they tricked you, like it, because you start questioning everything. You start saying to yourself, was any of it real? You know, did I just imagine this? You know, because most times you're going to spend so much time with a person. You're going to spend every day with a person. You're going to be in a relationship. You're going to talk to this person every single day. So in your mind, you're like, how can this be true? Like, you just don't believe that the person that you loved and the person who said they loved you could do the things they do. That's the whole part. That's the part that messes you up. It messes with your mind. It really, because you're just like, this can't be the same person. This can't be the same person that I shared all of these fun times with. This can't be the same person that said they loved me and we planned a future together. We planned a life together. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, this person is someone completely different. It's very, very hard to get over all of this, which is why heartbreak is so difficult to deal with. And so, in that sense, you kind of understand why people don't want to deal with it. But it doesn't help because you're not healing. I get it. I know you don't want to sit with that pain. So for a lot of people, you know, you have that little saying, what's that saying about the best way to get over someone is to get under someone new? And truthfully, that's what a lot of people do. It's really not the best way, but that's exactly, because I'll tell you, in the short term, it's going to work for a minute because it takes your mind. Anything that occupies your mind and takes your mind off of it, in a sense, is going to help. But it's not going to help long term, because you're still going to have those moments when you are alone and you have to sit by yourself and you have to think about. And especially if you're the person that did all of the damage, you're going to have to eventually be by yourself and really think about what you did to this person. People want to forget and people want to change the narrative, and they want to be like, you know, they change the story in their head so that they don't have to be accountable for what they did. But you're gonna have to be accountable. That's just life. That's how it is. And you have to do what's right. You know, you can't just keep this narrative of I'm the victim and I didn't do anything, and you twist it around in your head to make yourself the victim. Eventually, that's all gonna catch up to you. You have to do what's right at some point. You know, you have to make amends. That's actually with anything. It's kind of like Alcoholics Anonymous and drugs and all of these things and their programs. They actually have to go make amends to the people that they've hurt. But do you know why? Because it is for the other person, but it's also for you, because that stuff will eat you alive. That's life. And people want to pretend. People want to do a lot of stuff to people. They want to damage people. And then they want to leave and forget about it. But let me tell you something. That stuff doesn't go away for you, because it's not right. Whenever you do damage, real world hurt and damage, that's why that step is a part of their recovery. It needs to be. It should be. And I think it's a great step. And I think anybody in life, and people have got to get out of their ego and pride and stop saying, I didn't do anything and that I didn't, because you did. And you know that you did in your heart. And I also saw this other thing today. I saw this thing online. They were having a discussion, and people were like, the meme said something like, you know, it's okay to not be right and to go to people and say, look, I'm sorry, you were right, blah, 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 to apologize, basically. And I loved one of the comments, because I love to read the comments as well. And so one of the comments was like, and you don't even really have to say that the person was right. It's not even about trying to acknowledge that the other person was right. The comment was like, you can even leave that out, as long as you just acknowledge that, look, I heard what you said. I understand. It's like validating a person's feelings. And I commented to that person, because it was such an excellent, excellent comment to make. Sometimes people don't even need you to come back and say you were right. People just want you to understand. They want you to get it. You know, I always say that people don't want to just be, you know, heard. They want not... People don't want to just be listened to. They want to be heard. You know, a lot of people, when you're talking to them, people will say, oh, well, you know, I'm listening. Yeah, but did you hear me? Did you really hear what I said? You might be listening, but I don't know if you're grasping what I'm saying. And the thing about it is, you know, people will let their pride and ego, and that's kind of what she was saying. They can't even do that. They can't even come back and just be like, you know, that I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, you don't have to say that the person was right. If your ego and pride is that big where you just can't do it, which eventually you need to also get to a place where you can admit that someone else is right, because sometimes other people, they are right, and that's okay. We're all right sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But if you're just the type of person, well, I'm not gonna say I'm sorry and you were right to anyone. If you can't even do that, you can at least go back and just say, I'm sorry. If you don't want to tell someone that they're right, you can at least just say you're sorry. But so many people are stuck in pride and ego, and they literally cannot understand where another person is coming from. And also, when people listen, a lot of people listen to respond. They're ready to just jump in. Haven't you ever had a conversation with someone and like you could be pouring your heart out, or you're really talking about something that really matters to you, and they just come back with whatever and something that's, and you're like, did you hear what I said? Like, because based on what you just said, it's like you didn't even listen to what I just told you. So they're just so ready to jump in and respond. I think everyone's like that. Well, not everyone. I just mean like nowadays, it seems like when you have conversations with people, there's no depth to the conversations. People are just like, you say what you say, and then they're just ready to say what they say. And even if you're just having a conversation and it's not a discussion back and forth, people aren't listening to each other. They're not connecting. There's no real connection. And I'm always saying people want to be heard. They do want to be validated. They do want to know that they matter to you. And I don't understand how people don't get that. You know, people are always, well, why do you always need to ask questions, or why questions, and why do you always need validation, and why do you always need, but you know what? Is it really so bad to give someone that if they need it? Like, if you love this person and they love you, is it so bad? And I get the whole, you know, you shouldn't need validation from anybody else. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being in a relationship with a person that you love. And if your person needs reassurance, they need that love, they need that feedback from you, what is wrong with giving it to them if you love them? That's a part of loving someone. It's a part of loving and caring enough about them to say, if this is what you need, then I'll do that. Because you care enough about them. See, that's how you know it's love, though. That's what I mean. See, if you ever wonder, because a lot of people will say, well, how do you know that you're in love with somebody? And how do you know that it's love? And how do you know all of this? Love really is a choice. This is how you know, when you care more about that person than you care about yourself. And not in a narcissistic, not in a way where you let that take, it takes over. I'm talking about in a good sense, like where their well-being means something to you. Like, you don't want them to be hurt. Like, where you really care about how they're feeling, how they're doing, are they safe? You know, are they hungry? What, like you just care about this person. It's about caring about somebody. And sometimes you do care about them more than you care about yourself. It's just like when people say, I pray for you more than I pray for me. It's just about someone's safety. That's why people say, if you really love something, let it go. Because you know what that means? That a lot of people, like, if you love someone and they don't want to be in a relationship with you anymore, but if you really, really, truly love them, you will let them go. As hard as it is, but because you love them and you're like, if that's what you need to do to go be, because if you know that you're not making them happy, you're willing to do that. It's just like with the notebook. It's painful and it hurts, but Noah told Allie, he said, I let you go. I lost you one time. And if I felt like that's what you needed, I think I can do it again. He was like, he didn't want to. But he loved her that much to be like, if that's what you feel like you need to do, then I'm willing to do that. That's what I mean by loving someone more than you love yourself. Or not even so much more than you love yourself, but it's about selflessness. That's what it is. That's the correct word to use. Because you don't want to hold someone. You don't want to keep them. Sometimes you have to love people, and if their happiness needs to be somewhere else, then you're willing to let them go do that because of the way that you love them. You love them so much that you're willing to give them that freedom if that's what they need. And then when it comes back to you, and she did eventually come back, but see, that's real love. That's unconditional love. See, you can't just say, well, I just love you if you're going to stay with me. Real love is caring about the other person. It's putting their needs. You know, you're not always just, it's about me and this is what I want, and how can you leave me? Because truthfully, if you make someone stay with you and they don't love you, or they have doubts about loving you, how is that benefiting you? Don't ever make someone stay with you or force them or blackmail them or whatever, or try to whatever to make them stay with you. People should only be with you because it is what they want in their heart. I would never want a person to be with me if that's not where they really want to be. And I know a lot of people, you think that it's going to make you happy to keep this person. If they're telling you they're not happy and they're telling you that they want to go, but you just don't want to hear that and you don't want to let them go. But see, you're only thinking of yourself and you're thinking in ego. You've got to think like you deserve more than that. You deserve someone who loves you just as much as you love them. Think of it that way as well. Don't force people. Don't make people. Because if you truly love them, you are willing to let them go. It's the truth. And so the damage, though, that people can do when they're in relationships, if you damage people, it takes people time to get over that stuff. So I just want the people who are out here being reckless and really just doing things without thinking about it and without caring about other people and how they feel and what they want and their feelings, think about what you're doing. If you're playing with people that you know love you, or you're lying to multiple people saying that you want something that they don't want, not only are you wasting their time and their energy, but you're wasting their love. Let them go so that they can go find you. You should never lie to someone and pretend that you want the same things that they do. I mean, you just should not. That's one of the cruelest things that you can do, because you're taking time, which is one of our most precious gifts, if not the most precious gift. You're taking that from them when they could be with someone who really loves them. But the longer you keep playing with them and making them believe something that you know is not even true. So look inside yourself. I'm serious. I really want people, if you're playing any kind of games with people, because the damage that you do is long lasting, and it takes people a long time to come back from a lot of this damage. It really truly does. You know, it's not easy. People have to do a lot of work. And again, as I said, that's why a lot of people don't. But people will build these walls and they will take it out on other people and people who didn't do anything to them and people who are just trying to love them and be there for them. They will take that out on them because they just don't know how to trust people anymore. They've been lied to so much and betrayed so much because it's a hurting feeling. I mean, if you've never been betrayed by anyone that you love and care about, then hey, that's amazing for you. It is. It's truly, truly amazing. But for anyone who has ever been betrayed in any capacity, family, friends, romantic partner, you've truly been betrayed by someone that you loved and trusted and just really believed in and really had your back that you thought, it's devastating. It's really devastating. So people need to understand the depth of what you are doing and how it really affects this person, because it's not funny and it's not a game. But I promise you, you know, that at some point, you know, that's what I'm saying. You have to make amends for this stuff, or I'm telling you, it's just going to eat away at you, and it's going to eat away at all of your, and then see, you could fall in love with someone for the person who's doing all of this damage. You could go fall in love with someone, and then all of a sudden, that person's not interested in you. What if they treat you the same way? And honestly, that's what I live by. You have to get to a place in life. You know, it's the golden rule. You have to get to a place in your life where you start saying, I've got to treat people the way that I want to be treated. If you know that you wouldn't want someone doing things to you, don't do them to other people. It's that simple. It's not hard to live like that. It's super easy, because I don't want to cause anyone pain. I don't. I have no reason to. I don't want to. Now, as we grow up and everything, yes, you make mistakes. You hurt people. But the key for everything is to learn, to be better, to grow, to do better. That's the key for everything. So now, if you are just, this is like something that you've done for years and years and years and years, you know, it's just a pattern. That's the word I was looking for. But if it's just a pattern with you, and it's something that you always do in all of your relationships, is to lie, to cheat, to hurt people, that's not a good thing. You at some point have to learn and break that cycle. But some people will just continuously for years and years and years, and they just leave this trail of destruction behind them. not even thinking and not even caring. And then they think that they're going to go and live this amazing life, this happy life. But see, some way it's going to show up for you. It is. And that's not me saying that or wishing the worst on anyone. That's just how life works. Because we're not meant to go around and just hurt people. I mean, I really want people to get this. It's okay if you don't want to be with someone. No one's saying you got to be with anyone that you don't want to be with, but you got to be honest too. First of all, stay single. If you know that you're not ready to be tied down, you don't want a serious relationship, just stay single. But what you don't need to do is to go around lying to people, hurting people, and future faking. That's what they call it. You know, you're trying to pretend like you want all the things that they want. Yes, we're going to get married. Yes, we're going to have kids. Yes, we're going to get a home together. Yes, we're going to. When you know you have no intention whatsoever of doing any of these things. Do you know how devastating that is for someone? And especially don't do that, you know, because people may want to have kids. And then you tell them that you want to have kids and this family and all this, and then they waste all this time with you, and then later on, just to come to find out that that's not what you want, they've wasted all of these years and time when they could have been with someone else who wanted those same things with them. It's not right. It's not. And I don't care how you slice it. It's not right. And at some point, you have to get this stuff. You know, we've got to get it. We do, because it's just too much damage. But I love that video. He was like, you know, I love you and I would choose you again and again and again. And that's what love is supposed to be. I mean, once you find your person, once you're in it with your person, there's no, you know, every time we have a fight, I'm going to be on my phone texting someone else or hooking up with someone else or meeting up with someone else. Let me tell you something, because having someone who's really in your corner and really has your back, I'm telling you, stop playing with that. Stop playing with that, because it's not. People think that that's easy. It's not. Because if it was that easy, everybody wouldn't be spinning the block. They wouldn't be coming back and trying to go back to exes. You're trying to go back, and I get it, because I know some people are going to say, no, that's not why they do it. They're doing it just to see if you're still gullible, if you're still going to take them back, if they can still play with you. And all of that is true. There are times when people really do that. But let me tell you something. It doesn't even matter if that's what they're trying to do. You know why they're also trying to come back, though? It's because they know what kind of person you were, and they know what you did for them, and they know how you made them feel. So they can lie and pretend like it's, oh, it's just, I'm going to go play with this person and I'm going to see. Now, let me tell you something. If you really don't care about somebody, you're not trying to spin the block. See, people need to understand that too. You're not trying to spin the block on someone that you really don't care about or someone who really didn't make an impression on you. You're spinning the block because you know who that person was. You know what they brought to your life. You try to pretend like you didn't care. You try to pretend like they didn't matter. You try to pretend like, whatever, I can go replace you. You found out. That's what you did. You went out there and you messed around and you found out. That's what really happened. You found out. Because like I said, people are going to pretend. People are going to lie. People are going to fake. It doesn't matter. People can get online all day long and post whatever kind of pictures. I don't care. Smiling, laughing. How many cases have we seen? How many, you know, just things have we seen, documentaries of different things of people seeming to have the perfect life and they were so happy and they were so this, and their offline life was completely different from what they portrayed. So all I'm saying is, because people will say, oh, well, they seem like they're happy and they seem like they're doing so good and they're posting all of this and that and they look happy and they're smiling. Trust and believe. It doesn't matter. All of that can be fake. That's online. That's not real life. So people can pretend, and they can pretend like you had no value in their life. They can pretend like they don't care and they don't need you and blah, 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 okay? But again, you're going to spin the block because you know the value of that person. You try to pretend like you didn't, and you didn't want that person to know their value. That's why you treated them the way that you did. See, sometimes people, they want you to think less of themselves, and it's not because that's how they really feel about you. They know your value. They see your value. They know what you bring to the table, but they feel like they got to bring you down a notch or some pegs for whatever reason. See, that's not real love. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about real love where you choose each other every day. You keep choosing each other. Even I'll go back to The Notebook, just like he said, it's going to be really hard. He said, but I'm willing to do it because I want you. And that's the bottom line. You got to just know in your heart that you want this person. And so you're willing to work through whatever you guys got to work through to make it work. You know, nowadays it's just, and I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon of everybody just wants to break up and leave and blah, 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 because hey, everybody's story is different. And for some people, the best thing to do is leave. So I can't tell anybody else what to do. You know, a lot of people like, nobody wants to work on anything right now. Everybody wants to just leave and up and leave. But you don't know what someone else is dealing with. You know, sometimes leaving is the best situation for people. But again, also, there are times where it's like people have to understand that a relationship is not going to be, you know, it's not going to be perfect, and you're not going to be happy all the time. There are going to be disagreements and arguments, and that's okay, though. You can't just, you know, think that, oh, it's this and it's that, so let me just go involve other people. When you start involving other people, that's when all of the issues come in. You got to be able to talk to. See, that's another thing. I'm always talking about communication, too, because it just baffles me that people can't talk to their partner. I don't understand that. I don't. I really, truly don't get it. And the reason I say that is this is the person. This is your intimate partner. This is the person that you live with, share everything with, you sleep with every night. You see them all the time. You know, this is your person. This is the one person out of anybody that I should be able to talk to and tell whatever. I should be able to say what's on my mind, you know, without us having to get into an argument or a battle. Just like sharing. We should be able to just share with each other is all I'm saying. Same for them. They should be able to come to me, talk to me, tell me whatever. But people can't do that. And so how can you have a long-lasting, fulfilling relationship when you don't talk, when the communication is gone? And part of that is because people would rather go talk to their friends, talk to their family, tell other people what's going on. And so then you get all of these outside voices, you get all of this outside advice. And I'm not trying to say that there's anything wrong with discussing certain things with people, but you cannot put other people in your relationship. You can't. You need to keep what's going on between the two of you, between the two of you. Figure it out and figure it out together. And even if you have to take a little time apart, you know, go take a little time apart. But let's not, that doesn't mean, oh, I'm going to go out here and hook up. I'm going to meet, if I leave the house and I need a little break, that means I'm going to hook up with my side piece, side chick, side guy, whatever. It doesn't mean any of that. You can take time from your partner without having to commit infidelity. You don't have to do that. You know what I mean? So I just wish people would understand that if you decide to be in a relationship with someone, really be in it. Or don't be in it at all. Don't waste time. Don't waste their love. Because truthfully, it is an uphill battle sometimes to come back from some of this stuff. And some people go through some horrendous stuff. I mean, people betray people in ways that you can't imagine. And it's horrible. And these people think that, again, but then they're going to go on and their life is just going to be so, I don't know. But I saw this quote that said that you cannot build your happiness on the unhappiness of others. And I think that is so fitting. And what that means is that when you do people wrong in any way, shape, or form, or you try to come in between someone's in a relationship, then all of a sudden you come in and you want to try to take the person, and say you get the person, say you break that couple up, I want you to understand that that relationship is never going to be at peace. The relationship that you will have, you may get the person and you two will be together. And for a little bit, it may seem like it's great and it's wonderful and all of that. But let me tell you something, that relationship will never be at peace. You cannot build your happiness on the unhappiness of others. You can't. And so many people try to do that. And I don't understand why. I do not understand why you think and why you know, people celebrate and they glow and they're happy. Oh, I took this person. Oh, I got your, I came in between you guys. And that's the fault of that particular person. They allow, see, that's a whole other thing too. You know, I have another episode entitled Home Team. And I made that episode because people really need to understand that you are the home team. It's you and your person. And you gotta stay focused on that. You can't let other people come in and destroy what you have with your person. People are gonna get into your head. They're gonna come in. They're gonna try to destroy it. They're gonna come in and try, oh shit. They're going to come in and try to destroy it. They're going to come in and try to be like, oh, no, you know, they're going to come in and try to be like, you you know, sorry. They're gonna come in and try to be like, no, I want your person, and I'm sorry, excuse me, but they're gonna come in and say, oh, I want your person, you know, and they can't, they don't care, like they really don't care. So it's gonna be up to your person. Your person has to be like, you know, I'm strong enough not to let this person come in. Because sometimes, I'm gonna be honest with you, sometimes I've said this before too, that people only want what they can't have. And so they see you happy. They're gonna come in and try to take that. And that's why you gotta stay alert to that, is all I'm saying. You have to stay alert to people who only wanna come in and break up the home team. Because people do. That's exactly what they do. I mean, so know that you and your person are the home team. Protect that. Seriously. Protect that at all costs. Do not let other people come in and mess up something good. Because a lot of times it is. It's good. It can be good and everything's fine. And then this person sees how happy you are. And sometimes it's family, sometimes it's friends. See, people gotta stop thinking that everybody has the best intentions for you, because they just don't. And I'm sorry. I mean, I know that's, you know, harsh, but it's true. You know, you're like, well, this is my friend, or this is my family, so surely they wouldn't tell me anything wrong. Surely they only want the best for me. But you don't know that. You don't. You really don't know that. You don't know that. And the thing about it is that you gotta live your own life. You can't. But see, that's healing too, because a lot of the people who go around and they take everybody's advice, that's just a person who, they don't know themselves. They don't know what they want. They don't know how they feel about things. So they're easily swayed. They're gullible. Like, people can tell them whatever, you know, and they're gonna follow it because, you know, I mean, this is my friend. This is my family. You know, they're not gonna steer me wrong. Yeah, they can. You don't know that. And sometimes if you're happy and someone else is not, people are jealous of that. They shouldn't be. And it's sad that they are, but sometimes they really are. Like, they really get sad. Or not sad, but they get upset. Or say you can't go out and hang out with them anymore. Say that you can't, you know, oh, they got a girl, so now they don't go out and do anything. Or she's got a guy, so she doesn't hang out with us anymore. Now, I'm not saying, you know, be one of those types of people when you get a person, you just ignore everyone. But at the same time, you know, it's you and your person. That's all I'm saying. People have to learn about the home team. You have to learn to protect that at all costs. Don't let people come in between what you have. Don't let people do that. Don't let them do that. I mean, you have, if you have something real, if you have something good, if you have something that's, you know, why would you let someone come in and destroy that? And for what? Because a lot of times those relationships don't last. Then those are the ones that don't end up lasting. They don't. Then they break up. And so what did you do? So you broke up your beautiful home and what you had for something that's not even, that didn't even last. That's, you know. So just don't hurt other people. All I'm saying is I want everyone to just be aware. I need for people to just be self-aware. You know who you are, you know, and you know what you want. And if it's not the same thing as someone else, I get that it's hard to tell people, but it's not impossible to tell them. And you will save them so much hurt and pain and damage by doing it in the beginning. Because again, people build these walls and they don't want to let other people in because they've been so hurt and they've been so damaged and so betrayed. Because a broken heart is real. It is real. And it is hell. It does not feel good at all. And it takes a lot to pull yourself back from that. And it can affect your relationships going forward. So don't do that to someone. Because that's, you wouldn't want someone to do that to you. You have to live by the golden rule. At some point in your life, you've got to start living by the golden rule. You have to. If it is not something that you want someone to do to you, do not do it to someone else. And some of these people, they do things to people and they gloat about it. They gloat, they laugh about it, they think it's funny, if it gets funny to hurt other people, but the same hurt you cause can come back to you three times over. So don't ever gloat and be happy at someone else's pain. That's why I say, you know, you're never going to find happiness on the backs of making someone else unhappy. You know what I mean? You just can't start anything like that. And I don't care how much fun you guys have in the beginning. That relationship is going to be a nightmare. It is. At some point, that relationship is going to be a nightmare because you're going to feel what you made this person feel. And truthfully, that's the only way some people learn. I mean, it really is. That's just the way that some people learn. You know, they can only understand when they go through what they've made someone else go through. And it's a shame, but sometimes, and I will tell you, you know, if that has to happen, that's what has to happen, because some people will continuously go on and on and on and on with stuff. I mean, they'll do it a lifetime if they're able. They'll do it a lifetime if they can. And you just can't. You can't leave a trail of destruction like that. I mean, you just can't. So again, I just wanted to talk about that because I really thought that video was so sweet. And so, you know, just telling someone that you choose them and you choose them again and again and again. You know, no matter how many times, no matter how much they need to be reassured, because that's the kind of love that we should all be having. That's the kind of love we should all be giving to each other. It doesn't matter. Let's be kind. Let's take care of each other. Let's take care of each other's hearts. You know, we're not out here supposed to be, you know, we're not supposed to be breaking hearts and destroying people and breaking people down. And, you know, you're not supposed to get joy out of that. You're not. Making people cry, making people compete for you, making people chase you, all of these things. No. I mean, that's not life. That's not what we're here for. We're here for love. We're here to love each other in whatever capacity. Friends, family, relationships, friendship. I don't care. We're here to love. And be one of those people. I mean, seriously. I really, really, really want you to be one of those people. Be a person who loves. Be a person who's kind. And I don't care how that sounds to people. I don't care if people are like, oh, that sounds great and a fairy tale. And no, it's not a fairy tale. It's real life. You can choose to be whatever kind of person you want to be. See, that's what people got to understand, that everything that you need and have, it's all within you. There's nothing external to yourself. And so what I mean by that is you have to learn that you are in control of your life. And so you get to choose. But a lot of people live with that outer, they don't think that they're in control of their own life. They don't. They feel like all of the external factors is because of this and I this and I can't this and whatever. Everything else is the reason that their life is the way that it is. And all I'm saying is you can choose. You. It has nothing to do with your friends, your family, your coworkers. Stop blaming other people. You can choose to be whatever kind of person you want. And so that means that we can have whatever kind of world we want. Because if every person starts being accountable for themselves and starts saying, I want to be love, I want to show love, I want to give love, I want to receive love, I want to be a person that loves, I want to be a person that's kind, I want to be a person that speaks to other people and not, we don't all just walk past each other every day pretending that we don't see each other. I want to be a person that says, you know, if I see a homeless person, buy them some food, take them somewhere, do something, I don't know, and not just walk past people and not see people that need or that are hurting. Or if you see someone and you ask them how they're doing, but you can tell that they're not really doing well, even if they say I'm fine or I'm good or everything's okay, you know that they're not okay. You know that they're not doing okay because you can see it, you can feel it. And even if you don't see it, take the time. Sometimes we're in such a hurry that we don't see it. We don't pay attention to people that are really hurting. They're really hurting though. And so if you just take that moment to kind of really talk to them and really listen, you know, when you're talking to people, really listen to them. Then you can hear it. You can hear it in people's voices. Even if people say, I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm all right. You can hear it if you take the time. And so we just need to take the time. Take the time to be love, spread love, show love, to care, because that's what it's about. It's about caring about people and someone other than yourself. I mean, seriously, You know, we can't just be in this bubble of like, well, I don't care, and it's just all about me, and it's about what I want and what I need. And I know, hey, everybody goes through a selfish phase. We all want what we want. See, my whole point in life is a lesson. It's filled with lessons. Are you supposed to learn? And see, that's honestly why some people have to continuously keep going through the same cycles over and over and over, because they're not learning the lessons. They're not passing the test. See, once you pass them and once you learn, it's over. You're on to the next. But see, the people who have to continuously, why does this keep happening to me? Why does the same thing keep, why does this keep happening to me? Because you're not learning. You're not getting it. That's why. I mean, it's true. It's really true. Life is a lesson. It's one big lesson. And you just gotta, but see, this is the beauty of life too, though. Because once you learn those lessons, guess what? The higher and higher and higher you go, you start to ascend. You vibrate at a higher frequency. And it's amazing. See, we're not here to be punished and to be, you know, it's all doom and gloom, and we're to be unhappy and stressed out. But you got to raise that vibration. And you know how that starts? It starts by raising your own, just you as one person. You can't help the world. You can't change the world. I get that, which you can, but you know what I mean? Like, you can't change other people. All I'm saying is, but start with yourself. You can start with yourself. You can do that. We can all do that. And guess what? Just start there. Just change yourself. And what a beautiful, amazing world we would live in. I mean, think about that just truthfully. I mean, it's not that hard. It's not. It's really, truly not that hard. And what I'm saying is, it's not hard to love other people. You know, I mean, people are just so into the, no, I don't want to settle down, and I don't, you know, one of these days, though, as you get older, you're going to want someone by your side. You're going to want that love of someone. You know, I've talked before about people who are in nursing homes, and they're alone, and they're by themselves, and they have no one there. No one comes to visit. No one comes to, you know what I'm saying? So you can sit, and you can think, oh, I'm just having all of this fun, causing all of this destruction, and causing all of this chaos. But, you know, at some point, you're going to need some people there. And see, a lot of times what ends up happening is that you have good people around you. You have people who really love you, people who really care about you. And you throw those people away for these people that you perceive to be better than them. But then guess what? What I'm saying is, when you really need something, those people are gone. Those people are always gone. Because see, this is how the universe works. This is how things work. The very person that you do the worst, it's going to be the person that you're going to have to come back to for something. And it's meant to be that way. Because you cannot do what you want to people and get off scot-free. It will never happen. It won't. You just can't. Because some way, somehow, it does not matter. And people say, well, a lot of people have done things so people get away scot-free. No. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. Just because you don't see it does not mean it does not happen. That is not true. So just understand that. The person that you do the worst, haven't you seen? I've seen plenty of cases of things like that. People done someone so bad and so wrong, and then they have to go to that person and say, can you help me? Can you do? And the funny thing about it is because of who that person is and because of their heart, they're going to do it. Even after all of the pain, all of the betrayal, all of the lies, all of the deception, all of the, you broke their heart, they're still going to do it. And you know why? Because they don't know how to be any other way. You know, I talk to people all the time who just say, well, you know, I want to be like them, and I want to treat them like they do me, and I want to just not care, and I want to be, but you can't. I tell people, no, you don't, because I say that too, and I can never do it. I can never do it. Never. Even when I want to, I can't do it. You know why? Because it's not how I'm built. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful. And I love that about me. See, once you vibrate at a higher frequency, you start understanding, you start loving those things about you. The things that you thought made you weak. The things that you thought made you, you know, gullible and people to take advantage of you. And at some point, it probably did. People did take advantage of you. But you start learning how to love those things. See, I love that about me, and I wouldn't want to change it. It's okay, because I realize there's nothing that I need to do to anyone. If you do me wrong, that's you. That's on you. That's the debt that you're going to have to pay back. It's not mine. And it's not mine to try to get back at you. I don't need to get back at you because you're going to do yourself in. Rawr. So the point is that don't say that, oh, I don't want to be this person anymore. And I want to treat people how they treat me. And I want this and I want that. And even if you say it's not going to, because that's what I tell people. I always tell them, well, you can. I know you say that, but you can't. You won't be able to do it. There's just something inside of people like that where it's not going to allow you to do it because it's not who you are. And that is something for you to be grateful and be thankful and be happy about. Because you don't want to be that type of person. You don't need to be that type of person. We don't need more people like that in the world. Be happy about who you are. Love who you are. Love all of the things. See, that's another thing that people will try to do. They will try to break you down and make you feel like all of the good qualities that are about yourself, there's something wrong with you. Or you're so naive. You're so gullible. You're so, you know, I can just do whatever I want to you. And you're just so, and you're just taking it. You're a pushover. You're this and you're that. And don't get me wrong. Eventually, you will have to get some boundaries and stand up for yourself. But don't let someone make you feel that being a kind, loving person is wrong, or there's something wrong with that, or there's something wrong with you, and you're just so, no, you stay just the way you are because that's how you were made, that's how you were created, and it is a beautiful thing. And truthfully, the reason they have such a problem with you is because that's not them. They're not that way. So they're angry and upset because they see that in you. Let me tell you something. When you got a good spirit and a good heart, let me tell you something. People miss you. People miss you. I don't care if they say they don't, because when they're around you, they just feel better. Like, aren't there people that, like, you're just around or you talk to them and they just make you feel better? Like, they do. They, like, you're like, I really need to talk to them because I know if I talk to them, I'm going to feel better. I know, you know, if I'm around them, or you give someone a hug and your hug just makes everything okay for people. That's special. That's special. And so these people see that. They know that you got that quality. They see it because they know how you make them feel. That's going back to what I said earlier. People know how you make it. What's that saying that Maya Angelou, she said that people may forget what you said and they forget what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel, right? Isn't that the saying? And that is absolutely 1,000% true. They will never forget how you made them feel. It's so true. It's so true. Because people can feel that. They know. People can feel your energy. And so they can pretend and they can say they don't care. They can say they don't miss you. They can say whatever. But they do. In those moments when they're not surrounded by everybody else and they're not surrounded by all these other voices and they're just still and they're in those moments by themselves, trust and believe you cross their mind. Trust and believe they're thinking about you. Trust and believe they're missing you. Trust and believe they know that they screwed up. They may never tell you, but it's true. It's the truth. Because you just can't duplicate that. That's not something that can be duplicated. It's unique to each and every person. So you can sit here and I'm going to replace you and I don't care and I'm happier and I'm this and I'm that. They're not. And the truth is that I'm not trying to say that people can't go on and be happy with someone else. But what I'm trying to say is that people pretend. They do. They pretend. They're going to pretend. They're going to put things online and try to make it seem like they're living their best life. And all at the same time, they're wondering what you're doing. They're wondering where you are. They're wondering if you're involved with someone else. They're wondering, you know what I mean? So just, if you don't want to love someone or you're not ready to step up and love someone, that's okay. It is okay. But the right thing to do is to not get involved with people. Now, if you just want to hang out with people and be in situationships, just tell them that. Look, I'm not looking for anything else except this. Now, if you can hang with that and you're okay with that, then that's good. We can do that. It's up to that person. And people, please stop getting into these types of relationships and people tell you that and then you are expecting more or you want more. Sometimes when people tell you stuff, you got to take that. You got to take it to heart. Don't get in and expecting more, wanting more, and then you get your heart broken because you didn't sit there and listen to what they told you. They told you that they didn't want anything serious. You got to understand that. And see, you got to say, okay, I need to leave. The best video I've seen of Iyanla, and she is talking to this young lady, and she's telling this young lady about how she left a 14-year relationship, and she left the relationship because she said, you know, she kept on thinking, like, the guy, he's gonna get it. She said, and he just wasn't getting it. But the thing about it is, what she said was, she didn't try to put it on him. She could have. What she said was, that was the way that he loved. And she realized that she didn't want to be loved the way that he loved. So she had to make the decision to leave. See, you have a choice in everything. If this person's not loving you the way that you want to be loved, you gotta leave. You can't keep sitting there just waiting and waiting and waiting. And I get it. I understand completely what she's saying. She's like, I kept saying, is he gonna get it? Is he gonna get it? When is he gonna get it? And he just didn't get it. But then, see, you gotta say, okay, well, if this is how you love, I don't want this. I want something different. And you got to choose to go even after 14 years, even after you get older. A lot of people are so scared. Oh, well, I'm older. And I don't, and that's another reason why people will stay in stuff too so long, because if they're getting older, people want to just stop worrying about that. Stop worrying about time. Stop worrying about your age. None of that matters. None of it. I don't care how old you are. If you're in something and it's not making you happy, don't say, oh, I don't want to grow old by myself. I absolutely don't mean just go out and grab someone or stay with someone who is not making you happy just because you're scared that you're going to end up alone. Being alone and being by yourself is much better than being alone and being with someone. People can make you feel, you can be in a whole relationship with someone and feel so alone. Who wants that? That's absolutely not what I mean. So I love that, though. I've always loved that video of her saying that she chose. So then I had to say that I don't want to be loved the way that he loves. Because if that's all he knows, hey, maybe that is all he knows. And for some people, people can only love you with what they have. It's the truth. I mean, they're coming from their experiences and what they learned about love and how they were loved growing up. And so that's all they can give people. Sometimes that's all they have. But see, you got to decide if that's good enough for you, though. That's the thing. And then you got to decide to leave, because you always have that option. Now, if you continue to stay, then that's on you. You see how this person loves. You see how they treat you. You see what they're doing. Now, if you decide to stay with that, then you can't keep blaming that person. Because at that point, you're being a participant. So just choose love. Love others. Love yourself. You know, but don't hurt other people. Let's just spread love. You know, let's raise this vibration. Let's raise this consciousness. You know, let's do better. Let's be better. Have a good one.